Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Said they were rolling in the first quarter. He hurt me.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But I love the guy, so.
I try to help you behind the scenes on it.
No grudges. I love you.
No grudges. No grudges from Rico Bosco.
No grudges.
Breaking news on a Monday.
There aren't any grudges. He had a dream that I wasn't talking to him, and he came in and apologized this morning. True story.
Really?
Yeah.
I need good karma.
Is that what you need?
That's what I need, Brendan. Unlike your team, 2-0. I'm 0-2 the last two.
I've been wanting to talk to you about something. This is Pick Central, Barstool's Daily. So the other day I saw you still get mad at people for talking to fat fuck Jeff Nadeau, right?
Possibly.
Yeah. You're fatter than he is.
Come on.
You weigh more than he does.
Oh, no.
Damn, that was a...
That was...
Because I said Brendan?
I wasn't expecting that.
You're just saying false things on a Monday?
I don't think you can call him fat anymore. Okay. You weigh more than he does.
I don't think you're fat, Rico.
I mean...
This is what Brendan does. Not. It's 12:01.
Hey,
I'm just saying false things.
I'm just saying the other day you were like...
Clearly, I'm rooting for Mississippi State to win the rest of the way,
Jeff,
Brendan.
Jeff Nadeau is fat. You are not. You weigh more than he does.
I doubt it.
Okay. All right. Hey, how's everybody
what
doing?
What was that for? What just happened?
That was a wild start.
Brandon woke up today and chose violence.
That was crazy. I'm
down. Rico called him Brendan. Was that what it was?
I've been wanting to see him.
I don't think
joking, and the guy goes fucking haywire.
No, I wasn't haywire. I was planning to do it anyway. Hey
could be
guys.
That bad headache. I know that headache affects you.
Oh, that was a crazy tweet, guy. Too.
What's a crazy tweet about?
You died on the soul on the fucking war field.
I thank my people for doing
yeah,
the
thanks,
podcast.
Thanks, guys. You gave me Advil and helping me out. It's you can keep that. Like,
I've had a headache every day since 1995.
You haven't had a migraine.
For the record. You
haven't had a migraine.
Every single day.
It was a wild tweet.
And I texted to
Marty. That's not a wild tweet at all.
I sent the tweet. And I said to Marty, for the record, I've had a headache every day since 95.
How in the
picking
world
me up this morning.
Is that a wild tweet?
I mean.
Would you say to them personally? Did you thank them personally?
That was me thanking them personally. I just wanted to
Well, exactly. Credit. That's like saying thoughts and prayers on Facebook
no,
when a tragedy happens. But nothing happens when that happens.
I give them private credit or public credit. I gave them public credit. I said thank you.
Private credit goes so much more.
So
what
much
a maniac.
I don't know. Where are we at today?
You started it.
I didn't start it. He is fatter than the dude.
No, he's not.
I mean,
you started it.
You're out of your mind.
We got a scale.
But I hope your migraines are all right.
My migraines
fucking
are fine.
Guy. And Mincy put a clinic on Twitter this weekend. MILF, unbelievable.
Man, I love fall. It's great, you know.
And then I tweeted something. He texted me. He goes, just like. Am I off the joke? Like, what's going on? I said, Mincy, I just thought it was funny. That's
okay.
Why.
Yeah, okay.
These Louisiana people legend. Noticing me is fucking up so funny.
Let's all get in the mud for a second. So, Mince texted Megan Making Money last week and said, Brandon Walker won't count my parlay. I don't think he's a good person anymore.
It shows off the rails.
I was a little heated.
I apologize. I don't think Brandon's a good person anymore.
I still think that's less. Yeah, I still think that's less violent than saying "kiss my ass" right away because you know the "kiss my ass" tweet.
Oh yeah, I knew you meant that.
Yeah,
Mincy, I need to clarify. This is just just for research. Were you aware of the more commonly used acronym of MILF?
Of course.
Okay, I just wanted that on record because I brought up the tweet in the car on the way to Aurora yesterday, and I didn't know.
Yeah,
that's funny.
No, the man I love.
Okay,
fall.
No, that makes me happy.
It's the acronym for the man I love.
That makes me happy.
I definitely knew what MILF meant.
I wish you didn't.
No, I kind of wish you didn't,
too. I am pretty oblivious
to it. It would have been very funny if
you didn't. That's the Mincy effect. You don't know whether he's coming from a serious place.
Yeah.
No, that's what I
knew. I knew.
The confusion made it funnier.
Yeah, I just forgot to, like, I'd done the Man I Love Fall MILF before, but on that hashtag, I assumed people had seen it before, and I assumed wrong.
Hey, now,
somebody asked Mincy,
though.
You're
not off the hook
hey,
either.
TJ, can you turn down the headphone just in case Brandon has a migraine? Thank you.
Somebody asked Mincy the weather on Twitter. He puts hashtag WAP, windy and pouring.
That's a good one. I may add that to the card. May have to add that to the card. Right.
That's funny. That's funny. That's good.
That's good. That's
Ole Miss is playing Texas A&M. He just puts CLIT. Can't lose in Texas. Fucking whatever he wants.
You guys on a roll.
What a great start to the consulting show. Team.
That's a good start.
What a start to the show.
I had to fire him up.
Ole Miss, tough game. Texas A&M, what do you think? CLIT, can't lose in Texas.
Clint's funny.
What was that?
The pig getting slaughtered.
You're not off the hook either.
Why is that?
Baseball would be better if they allowed pegging?
Yeah.
You knew what that was going to do on Twitter.
I swear to God, because we talked.
That's the same principle as his.
Not everybody has a social media consultant posting their pictures, Brandon. Yeah. So people need their own tweets.
On the stream,
give the guy credit.
We were talking about, like, if you gave the Pirates pegging right. with a ball rights and nobody else, a lot more people would watch the games. Like, the last place team, like, the worst team gets pegging rights. But also, if imagine baseball did allow actual pegging?
Just for a clarification sake, because we do not call it pegging in the South. You're talking about hitting the ball, hitting the runner with the ball when they're running.
Yeah.
Right? Just throwing the ball at them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So imagine, though, the sexual pegging. Imagine, like, you had to do a pegging timeout every time. It's like icing the kicker. You just got to have – you have to have, like, a designated pegger.
It's a seventh inning stretch. Everyone gets butt-fucked.
Yeah, it's like, imagine
more people would tune. Kate was like, I'd watch it.
Yeah, Mike
she doesn't watch a baseball game in her life.
I'd probably be before, less likely to watch.
I said this before, Mike Trout's a six-tool player.
Why?
Could add pegging to the resume.
Stop laughing at everything.
It's funny. Imagine.
I'm actually going to believe Marty that when he initially tweeted it, he didn't mean.
If you watch a stream.
He meant because in the Northeast, for the I mean, we've always called, like, you play, what is it, pickle, like everything.
Yeah.
You
call pegging?
Always pegging. Always pegging.
If you watched the stream, too, we were talking about it just like that. And then I tweeted it 4 minutes. I had 53 comments. I'm like, all right, I did something wrong.
Because honestly, when I first read your tweet, I read it, like, pretty soon after it. I didn't think about it at all. Honestly.
Has 175 comments right now. People are horned up online.
All right, let's go ahead and talk football. It is our gambling show. Thank you to Ben Mintz for sitting in for me on Friday. I was going to Chicago where I would get, unfortunately, a migraine and be out for 18 hours. Apparently, that's something to celebrate for Marty Mush.
18 hours?
How often do you get them, Brandon?
Every time I'm out in the sun, it's not good. It's not good.
We were
not
at
funny.
The,
Rico's rolling his eyes.
I have
over
one
there.
Right now.
You don't have a migraine. You have a headache.
We were at the game. Brandon pulled the Irish goodbye.
Migraines and headaches are not the same thing.
I'll agree to that.
Do you think migraines and headaches are the same thing?
What?
Do you think migraines and headaches are the same thing?
I know migraines are more severe.
Yeah, migraines are crippling, but the fact that you wrote that tweet makes everybody think it wasn't as sincere as it was.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
I thanked them. They picked me up.
I mean,
the heart and soul of the podcast. They picked up and went on without me.
See, it still sounds sarcastic.
No, that was real.
It's like thanking everybody in the workplace for all their hard work instead of giving them a raise, giving them a pizza party.
That's
true.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to tell everyone that you threw up.
Yeah, are we auditing tweets now?
Yes, we always do. What are you talking about?
All right. Anyway,
I've
okay.
never seen so many faces come from somebody over there.
I mean, you work with me. How many times do I have a fucking headache? Wild. It's all right.
You
no pain,
even,
no gain.
You won't even look at me.
It was a wild tweet.
That's not a wild tweet.
We work in a headache business.
What are you doing having a seizure over here?
We work in a headache business.
I like us all keeping people accountable. This is fun.
All right, everybody on your toes on
fun.
A Monday.
And I get no respect around here.
Good. I don't like the way you're smiling like an idiot today either.
I'm on 3 hours of sleep because my son smiles more like an idiot than I ever will
it.
In the middle of the night.
You should tweet it.
The boy's not sleeping well?
No. No, not at all. And it's not even the fact that, like, he's up and he's cranky or something's wrong or crying. He just gets up from like 2 to 4 every night, just smiles, laughs, is having a good old fucking time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is awesome, but go the fuck to sleep. It's like, what are you doing?
It's not how.
Don't you wish it could be like that, though? Not worry about the Phillies fucking bullpen. Yeah, like, you're up 2-4 going like this. Fucking Phillies bullpen.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Rico, was that a strikeout?
What was the strikeout?
Was that a strikeout?
No.
I'm not asking you. Was that a strikeout last night?
I didn't. I'll be honest.
Pay a little attention to the sports world one time.
I didn't watch the Yankees Red Sox. I'll be honest.
Did you watch Twitter at all?
All of
I did.
Smitty, was that a strikeout?
I shut it down.
In my opinion, yes.
That's a strikeout.
So
I went one TV. I did not watch the game.
Hit a double.
One second. For real, though, in real time, it did not look. It looked like he dropped it. But you can't review it. So it's like, in honesty, you can't do anything about it. And because Jared made a joke, it's like, oh, it's on a transfer. It's like, what do you mean a transfer? It's like he didn't have to transfer it. And then he actually did.
Yeah.
But. Also, Bobby Dalbec could have caught the fly ball before that, too. So,
well, the catcher also could have not dropped the ball.
Wait, so yeah, was it reviewable, though?
No, it wasn't reviewable.
I was going to say, Cora like, looked at it, and then he just didn't.
I don't think I've ever seen that, by the way.
That's where
I don't think I have either.
That's where I have questions about the whole replay system. Why are certain things reviewable and certain things not reviewable? Like, why wouldn't that be reviewable?
Because it's never happened before at the catching position.
It needs to be reviewable now.
Is it reviewable if you – because if you have to transfer it at second or third, is that reviewable?
Right? I just don't get why if you have replay, everything should be reviewable.
I agree. Hmm?
Like
I agree.
It just that's the reason why, because that is human, and in the human eye right there, it was so fast it did not look like he went like this. Like it just looked like it popped out, and you can't do anything about it. And I mean, it was slow-mo watching it. It's brutal.
I believe it's not reviewable because it's the same as like balls and strikes being reviewable. I think that's what the explanation
but
is.
But that's not
because
the
call
same.
Was
right.
Strike.
Well, because he swung at it.
He played foul tipped it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The call, yeah, right.
That's
call
not a judgment
foul
call at that point. That's just a matter of fact.
Well,
call.
I don't think you can review foul tips.
No matter what, though, Stanton hit a 500-foot home run after that.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Welcome to the sports world.
What do you want me to say? I was a one TV guy last night.
It was beautiful seeing that, and then just judges lacing a two RBI double.
I am, like, kind of envious of you. Like, how did you have Twitter and not see that? That thing was everywhere last night.
I was not. The Twitter was mean to me this weekend. I shut down the Twitter. I was not on the Twitter last night.
You are really bad at gambling.
Yeah, it's been not good. LA Tech in the graveyard. PJ Fleck, graveyard.
Can we put Mike Leach in the graveyard? Can I borrow?
I haven't bet on him yet.
Can I borrow a spot in your graveyard?
You can.
They should have won the game. It's just weird. We're just losing to inferior teams and just blowing my money line. Whatever, it doesn't
Can we
matter.
Get the Yankees talk out of the way?
No, I don't want to talk Yankees. Okay? No, we got to talk football.
I mean,
we'll talk Yankees eventually.
This is crazy.
It's a fun week. It's going to be a fun week.
We got NFL football and college football.
Fun week.
Great week. There's five games.
Great week.
Fun
Swept
week.
Swept the Red Sox in Fenway.
Best World, college football slate
World
of the week
Series back
up.
On.
Go ahead.
Just saying. We're in first in the wild card, home game right now. Last night's game was awesome. I don't care what anyone says. It was great. It ended perfectly before you could watch the Packers game. There was drop fly balls everywhere. I don't know what was happening. Joey Gallo.
Not really telling me that game was awesome.
It was chaos.
No, it was fucking awesome.
It was 2-1. Then Joey Gallo dropped a fly ball. It's a 3-2. And then all that shit happened. Dalbec drops it. And then Stanton literally hit a 500-foot home run.
What was Carrabas like on the stream? We got giving it to him a little bit.
He didn't care. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Which is a lie. He just doesn't know how to take
a
loss.
He's good at deflecting.
He's very good at it. But Yankees are
because God.
Well, I mean, it's you can't talk shit when you're just getting your ass kicked three days in a row.
Blue Jays have to take the three. I'm kind of worried about the Blue Jays now.
The pitching matchups are pretty tough for the Yankees.
So. Yeah, we don't have Cole, right?
You have Cole. Yeah, it's Cole Berrios.
We don't have Cole.
I'm saying, like, we don't get to face Cole.
Tonight's
I'm a Blue
tough.
Jays guy.
Tomorrow's Mets tough.
So the Yankees are a game ahead of the Red Sox and two games ahead of the Blue Jays. That's where we are in the wild card.
Who do the Red Sox series. Have the rest of the way?
They Orioles, the Nationals.
Orioles and Nationals.
Oh,
yeah. But the Blue Jays have a Yankee. I mean, it can gain three games of the Yankees, and they have the Twins. So.
The Barstool gods will make it Yankees-Red Sox in a one-game playoff.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. So I'm fucked.
I just want in fucking in the Bronx.
All right. You guys mind if we can talk football now?
Please. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just fucking you
know, Yankees are back. That's it.
Nobody's watching We're baseball.
You want to talk?
Yes, they are.
Nobody's watching baseball when football's
1,000% off.
What'd you watch last?
They're
night?
Watching. Not well. Yankees, I Red Sox. The they're watching.
Yeah, Phillies, Braves for the season coming up tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Phillies are. Sad.
You don't look very excited about that.
No, I'm not. I'm
okay.
Not. It's going to be tough.
Where are the games?
Atlanta. They're a game and a half back. They need to sweep.
You could talk about the NFL a bunch of different ways. Let's start at the two most interesting games, at least to me. Any time is too much time to give good quarterbacks. Any time. When will teams – they're starting to rethink the way they punt, like fourth and one at the 40. They're not. They're starting to rethink punting. When will they rethink how they treat scoring when they need to score in the last 2 minutes? It's almost like when you score is more important than if you score. Because if you score and take a short lead over Aaron Rodgers and there's more than 3 seconds left, you probably lose the game.
Yes, but the way Juszczyk score, you have to score there. You can't. There's no way. Like,
you know, the mistake.
If he falls down at the one, they win the game. Though
they got tackled at the two.
But they still
like,
score a touchdown, Brandon. They weren't down two. They were down six.
Yeah, that's true.
No, the mistake they made was snapping it with 12 seconds left on the game on the.
That's fair.
Play clock. That was the mistake.
Yeah, but like,
when you're down at like the 12, and no. Once he was there, 100% should have scored.
Yeah,
once the ball was snapped, should have scored. You're down six. You can't be, because that's kind of the same thing I say with the Toledo Notre Dame game. When you're down. I think it's tough to tell a guy sit when you're literally running into the end zone to score the go-ahead touchdown. I don't blame Juszczyk for scoring. You get the ball there, you fight through, you got to score. You might, because what happened, you just get stuffed a couple times, and they're looking at the asshole who could have scored and didn't.
It is crazy, though. Like, hey, Davante Adams, you should probably cover that guy.
Well, I don't understand.
Honestly, they were. He was – when they're throwing – when he's
the first
hitting,
throw was perfect.
When he's hitting those, like, back shoulders, like, the corner's really on him. He's just – he
where
just
it's
puts
like
it on
going
him.
Over his hand like this, and it's fucking. Because
they honestly, the one before that, when they end up selling for the field goal, that was great coverage. Like, they should have scored a touchdown. If he threw the back shoulder, they might have.
And the other lesson, if Justin Tucker is the other team's kicker, just don't give him the ball at all.
Well, I mean, quite the delay game there.
That's what I was going to say. Why is there no – I mean, there is outrage on Twitter, but what's the fucking
they
delay game?
They never called delay game, ever.
Yeah, they give you an extra second.
It's like negative two.
The only time they call delay a game is when they like when they're trying to draw the other team off sides. That's it.
No delay a game there, and like a ragdoll situation, Kansas City Hail Mary last play.
Well, whatever,
you're not
whatever.
Throw
whatever.
That
but the man kicked a 66-yard field goal
impressive.
To win the game.
I mean, should have been
off
a 70.
The way it bounced off the crossbar. Should have
been a 71-yard attempt.
Nuts.
With that guy though, like I don't even discount that guy's ability to go five more yards.
No.
And I know that's crazy, but the guy, did you see the stats on Twitter this morning? He is 16 of 16 in his career in field goals in the last minute of the game.
Yeah.
16 of 16 in his career.
And I think it was like seven of them were over 50 yards.
He's made his last 40 or 50 kicks in fourth quarter. It's unbelievable. This guy is like is the perfect kicker. He's the best kicker in the history of the game.
Hall of Famer.
And sings opera.
Hall of Famer.
He actually missed one early in the game.
Yeah, he did. He did miss one early.
I think someone – I forget who said it, but it was like, he might be pound for pound the best player in the NFL.
Based on what he does to his
so
position.
You know,
seriously.
He's still probably paid shit, too.
You know what's
amazing? I bet he makes like $5 million a year at least. He has to.
I mean, he's set in Baltimore for life.
Yeah,
he's
100%.
Really, you know what's fun? Eagles drafted a kicker in the fourth round the year he was an unrestricted free agent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fourth round
always
kicker, Alex Henry.
That's fun.
Every other team passed on him six times.
Alex Henry, Florida, right?
Nebraska, I believe.
Nebraska?
Yes. Because he was like the all-time leading kick. I could be wrong.
Maybe
that,
Justin Henry. There was a Henry from Florida.
Derrick Henry? No, he plays for Tennessee.
He's from Florida, though. He's from Yulee, Florida.
Hunter Henry?
Arkansas. Who's apparently a good football team. And I didn't know that. I just refuse to give them credit, but they are a good football team. All right, NFL, let's stay there.
Desperate.
Tyron Woodley.
He got the I Love Jake Paul tattoo.
On his finger, like this.
Apparently that's where all the people are getting their tattoos.
That's honestly, I don't blame him, though. Because fighting Jake Paul is a guaranteed, like, few million. I think he's desperate. He just wants the fight bad. He wants the money. He ain't going to fight Tyron Woodley again. It doesn't move the needle at all.
What are we going to do with those signed gloves?
Probably just keep it under my desk.
Yeah.
Forever.
So I have a signed Jake Paul glove.
Maybe I'll bring it home. Who knows?
All right, Saints look real good. Patriots are, I think, a bad football team, but
yeah,
Saints look really good.
Yeah, Saints still don't have – Jameis Winston still hadn't thrown for 150 yards in a game 3 weeks in, which is quite a stat. But defensive effort, unbelievable yesterday. I mean, completely dominated. To be 2-1 after Ida and everything that's happened, I mean, incredible coaching job by Peyton. Pumped.
Marty's tired of hearing about the hurricane.
I'm not.
Marty's tired of hearing about the hurricane.
I'm not tired of hearing about the hurricane.
What are you laughing at?
It's just the Ida.
That's the Hurricane.
No, give them credit. Some
I mean,
people
you got to give credit. They've been on the road for a month.
Some people battle through adversity. Some people shut it down.
How do you turn that? How do you turn that?
Because I'm a fucking wizard, and you're jealous of it. It is. No, look at you.
Whatever.
Just
two
just
and
saying.
One after
oh,
all the shit
look
they
at me.
Just say the wizard. Wizard of Waverly Place.
Beat Green Bay in New England.
No, it's the two good wins.
Yeah.
Marty's the one that doesn't think the Hurricane was real.
No, I did not say that.
You're laughing when he said Ida.
Just an Ida truther over here.
When the going gets tough, the tough Shut gets up! Going, and the others go to the medicine cabinet. What do you want me to say?
Headaches are not migraines, Rico. Headaches are not migraines.
Don't have to tell me. I fucking sounds like an 18-man marching band in my head at all times.
That I believe. We've got Browns 26, Bears 6. Chargers beat the Chiefs. A little worried about Kansas City?
No.
They're 1-2. They have the toughest schedule left.
They're going to boat race the Eagles next week in Philly. The line's five.
They don't boat race anybody.
Lines
they
what?
They don't cover.
The line's
five.
What?
1-11 now against the spread last
Hold
12,
on.
I believe.
The line is fucking what?
Five.
TJ, add it right now.
The Chiefs never
I
cover.
Want it before it moves. Doesn't
Chiefs
matter.
That's before cover. The Eagles played. No,
and I think the Eagles are losing tonight. So that I think that's going up. I mean, how's it only five? Talk me out of it, Ev.
Eagles
I'm bad.
Money line.
Give me a winner. Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm fucking around.
No,
what do
Chiefs
you think?
Honestly, they just don't cover the spread.
They don't cover.
I took the Chiefs this week thinking this is going to be the week.
Fine. They turn the ball over how many times?
Cross it off.
They don't cover. They're 1-10.
They cut their turnovers
like
in half.
Like,
they win by
I think
two touchdowns.
One like 14
I will
in the
still
last
pick
15,
the Chiefs
something like that.
Day, at a worse number. You idiots talk me out of it. I'm still picking the Chiefs.
I'm picking the Chiefs, too. No, right. Against the Eagles.
That's next week,
sure.
Boys. That's next. We still got the Eagles play tonight. You're trying to be sad
Dallas.
About next week's game.
I like the Cowboys a lot tonight.
Cowboys minus three.
Oh, right. Fuck.
I like the Eagles.
Okay, good.
Line started at four. Now it's three.
Wow, it's three.
Same.
I like the Cowboys every way.
So Big Ev and I were talking, and Big Ev said he doesn't think it's that obvious because the Eagles play with the 49ers. I think it's so obvious because I think the Cowboys are really fucking good.
I just don't think Dallas. I mean, they had a good, even though it was a loss, good performance against the Bucs. They won a weird game against the Chargers last week. That was a lot of penalties, kind of both ways. Weird game. They both should have scored a lot more. I don't think it's like that obvious. Like the Eagles haven't looked bad.
Yeah, but
they should have beat the Niners.
The 49ers.
They boat raced the Falcons week one.
I think they looked bad as
like I don't think
though.
It's like
I don't think they did. Their defense held the 49ers in check.
They did. No, that's
and they'll
why,
come out tonight.
That's why I don't think
Cowboy
Dallas minus three is
not,
like that easy.
They're not.
Like,
but put up 28 last night. I mean, they can do some things. They can move the ball. Defensive line. Brandon Graham's out. They're going to give Dak a little bit of fits. I think he'll put up his yards, but I think he'll stay out of the end zone a lot. I like the under at 51.5 a lot.
How do you feel about the secondary other than Slay against their receivers?
I think their secondary has been the biggest surprise of the year. I mean, Avante Maddox in the slot has been, like, the best slot corner out there. Darius Slay and Nelson have been doing a good job. Roddy McLeod isn't even back yet. And, you know, defensively, I think they'll come out to play hard, and they'll keep him some – you're not going to stop Dak. He's still going to throw for over 300. But keep him in check a little bit. I'm worried about offensively because they got two O-linemen out, Brandon Brooks and Jordan Mailata. The play calling last week was not creative at all. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be running for his life tonight. I think it's going to be, you know, 51 or 54.5 yards is over.
Yeah.
Book that in.
You like that?
Yeah. I think the line is good right now. I think that's a fair line with Dallas 3.
Let's see. Just going cruising through the
Real quick,
NFL.
The
ahead.
Fact that the Eagles beat the shit out of the Falcons should make us worry even more about the fucking Giants.
Yes.
Oh,
Giants.
The Giants are
like,
bad.
Are we
I'm
looking
bad.
At?
I'm
yeah.
Not worried
are
Giants.
We looking at number one pick? Bad?
No. Jets have that locked
top four. Top four.
Giants are better than the Jets.
I think they're in the mix.
They're better.
I don't know how you can guarantee that.
They're better than. If you, I mean, if you watch the games, they're better.
That's
than
all
the
I want to say. You
connect,
you start connecting the two teams. That should make us
there's a difference between like what's up with the Giants losing on two last second field goals as opposed to the Jets just getting smoked, getting shut out.
The Jets are playing good teams.
They play the Broncos too.
Yeah, so we
fair. Okay. Yeah.
The like, Giants, they're just getting like just like embarrassed by teams. Right. We're not getting embarrassed. We're just pissing games away.
We're gonna have two top 10 picks.
Yeah, good decent chance.
Because we got the Bears pick.
Bears, decent
do
chance.
You, do you how do we get the Bears pick?
For the field. They trade up for Fields.
Yeah.
They that gave
was
us
our
that
pick.
One?
Got that it. Was our pick.
Do you understand Atlanta's that bad though?
Yeah. No, we fucking.
I don't
stink.
Fucking. What am I, Che? I don't remember.
When it comes
that,
up, then I'll be
a fan
excited.
Of a team. You're a fan of a
the
team.
The fact that
know.
The Giants scored 14 points against Atlanta's defense at home, I don't care that Shepard got hurt. It doesn't. We stink. The Giants are just bad. I don't know. Like, I've been such a Joe Judge guy. He's almost starting to make me like even take like a slight step back because this team's just allergic to winning. Like they just, we could easily be 2-1. Like it's crazy the way we could be looking at this season right now, but literally just a bounce here, bounce there. 2-1 instead of 0-3.
If
the
I
season's
was,
over. It's if, over. This if, team has no chance.
If I was a Giants fan, I would give Jason Garrett the old yellow treatment. I'd take him behind the barn and shoot.
No, he's gone.
That's embarrassing.
Gettleman's deader than dead. If Gettleman doesn't get fired after this season, I might cry.
So
this
guy Judge
is so
incompetent.
I think Judge survives this season. I think they fire Gettleman. I think Judge stays. If they're bad next year, too, then I want Judge out.
The problem is Judge hired Garrett, right?
The
problem is too, like Dale
no,
Jones.
That's why I'm like slowly kind of walking back on Judge. He's starting to lose me even a little
dude,
bit.
Dude, how can you beat Joe Judge and lose that game yesterday? In my mind, that was like a pivotal game in your career that you just can't lose.
I agree.
The Spenny problem is Dale Jones hasn't been that bad.
That's almost been the worst part because now the team's going to be bad. If Daniel Jones keeps playing the way he is right now, they're probably not going to draft a quarterback, which I think is going to be a mistake. Even though he's looked pretty good, I just like a lot of the quarterbacks in this class, and I think when you have picks like that, you've got to fire some shots. I still like Sam Howell. I like these guys.
They're going to get into, like Carson Palmer, Andy Dalton thing, where it's like, all right, well, the guy we have, like, we trust the guy we have, and then you...
Well, I think if we draft somebody top five,
agreed.
I think you got to trade
Daniel
Jones.
What I meant was, like, you have a reliable thing. It's like, we don't want to keep testing the waters so that you just are stuck with your guy.
Especially if we fire Gettleman, I feel like a new GM's going to want to come in and pick a quarterback.
One of the worst... Matt Nagy is one of the worst coaches, and I understand that. Justin Fields also is not good.
No, he might be good. I don't think so.
Watch that game and be like...
No, I watched...
Every time they did nothing to help him out. Every time he gets a snap, Jason Peters is not even laying a finger on Myles Garrett. Like,
four
no,
and a half sacks.
Tom Brady wouldn't have performed well.
First bout Hall of Famer. Should have retired 10 years ago. First bout Hall of Famer.
He is awful. Justin Fields, I just don't. I know he didn't have a lot of opportunity. I mean,
he had no opportunity.
1 yard.
Zero.
1 yard.
Yeah, no, it was bad yesterday.
And I understand.
There's no quarterback that would have done well in those circumstances yesterday. Not one in the NFL, not one that's ever lived.
So then he's never – but then no matter what then, he's just not going to be good.
But it's not going to –
I don't think so.
But it's because of the Bears. Right now, it's not like him.
All of these rookie quarterbacks are struggling pretty bad.
That's true, too.
Like Zach Wilson's bad. Trevor Lawrence is bad.
I said this to Eddie, too, before the game yesterday. I said, I was like, it's just a bad spot to be in where you're making your first start on the road. This team, just all the circumstances. And another thing, too, just in rookie quarterbacks in general, I feel like there's been such a change over the last, like, 5-6 years because we've had some guys come in and be good right away. There's been such a swing in guys where you see one bad game, two bad games, even, like, a bad season. Everybody's just throw the guy in the trash can. It's over. We forget how many guys in the NFL have looked so bad as rookies and have had great careers.
I mean, Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions.
That's what, like, there's, and it's happened a bunch where guys have looked so awful their rookie year, and it became good quarterbacks. We're so quick to just throw the guys in the trash now.
Peyton Manning also had some success his rookie year.
But I'm just saying there was a lot of bad, too.
Eli, who you can go back and forth on him, whatever. He was a franchise quarterback. He won Super Bowls. He was atrocious his rookie year.
He was in attendance at Super Bowls. I don't know that he won Super Bowls. He was there.
Shut the fuck up.
Eli.
Okay. He literally, if you know anything about football, that second one, he literally carried us to that Super Bowl.
He was there.
Quick fact check. TJ, pull up Dan Marino's Super Bowl ring. Picture of it.
That wasn't a shot at you. I was trying to go at him.
I don't care. I was a shot at me. Eli's my guy.
Come on, bro.
Also, losing on Eli Day, too, is insane.
That's another thing.
You guys had Eli.
You know
Day?
What?
Though?
It
was Eli Day yesterday.
We retired number 10 yesterday.
I feel like that shit don't translate. It translates to college. It doesn't translate to the
NFL. But I hope Eli Day's LSU game for they're retiring his number in a couple weeks in Oxford. So hopefully Ole Miss has better luck.
You guys are just now retiring his number?
I know. I don't get that either. Chad Kelly wore 10.
20
same,
years.
Chad well, Kelly wore the same number. 10.
You got to figure every weekend he was playing in the NFL. Yeah.
Did he have eligibility left?
No, he came out as junior.
Eli stayed senior.
Where do we think
he sat behind Romero Miller at first?
Where do we think the grandson's going?
He's going. So Arch is going to the Ole Miss Bama game this weekend and coming to LSU Ole Miss for Eli's.
The guy signing with Ole Miss. Let's move on. Go.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm fine with that.
That deal's been done for a while.
I love hearing that. In 2016, Cuts Clothing founder Steve Borelli set out to create clothes ready for every occasion the modern man faces. He started by reinventing the shirt. The end result, what GQ magazine calls the only shirt worth wearing. The perfect t-shirt accomplished. Next, Cuts set out to create fabric uniquely engineered for each clothing style. Cuts is premium with a purpose. Each piece of clothing is designed with custom-engineered fabric, expertly graded for the perfect fit, arming you for every challenge and opportunity. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/picks. That's cutsclothing.com/picks for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
All right, college football. I guess it's time to start trusting what my eyes see, because I kept thinking we're going to see a Clemson turnaround. Maybe they're just average.
Yo, they're
they are.
Oh.
Their defense is decent. Their offense is great.
And I'm so mad that I took NC State against Mississippi State and passed up this opportunity against Clemson. Fuck.
The disrespect on this show. It's insane.
We don't all catalog everything you say.
Before the season.
Maybe we should.
I said DJ Ungangalele.
Suck his dick?
Said, I
man
said
Notre Dame money line.
I don't think that he is that good of a quarterback. We gave him too much credit for beating Notre Dame last year.
Yeah,
mate, this guy said it.
I'm the only one holding a Clemson under 11.5 ticket. So
this guy, Marty, fair enough.
Just
so I was off on Clemson
said,
as well.
Just what you just said, the respect needs to be had.
No
you
respect.
Know?
I think
no respect.
No respect.
Shut up, Smitty. I like. I don't know about him. It's certainly not off to a good start. He's not off to the same start.
You can't say I don't know. I mean,
no, I do. I can't say I don't know, because their offensive line is garbage. They're like bad.
They have no weapons either.
They're bad.
Ross,
how
can
Clemson not have weapons?
They don't have a good running back. They have nothing offensively.
I think everybody did really underestimated how big ETN was for their offense. They I feel like he is was such a playmaker, such a difference maker. Like with they just can't run the ball. I agree. The offensive line is bad. Ross is really the only decent receiver they have. Also, weird thing, I feel like he could have made a play on that fourth down throw in OT.
That was weird.
I feel like it was right there.
He didn't stick his arms out.
It was like, I'm not accusing this of him. Like, one, I literally was watching it being like, he didn't even try. Like, it was like he threw the game.
Plus, Dabo's head.
Like, I don't think he did, but it was stunning. The ball literally, it looked like it fell right next to him. He didn't reach his arms
out. You guys were all watching the game live, right?
Yeah, I was. I had NC State.
The NC State catch that made it a touchdown lead, right?
Yes.
The announcers acted like that was the greatest catch in the history of football.
Went low
like, it's
and
a fine
it.
Catch.
He just went low and caught it.
It honestly was almost a better throw.
Yeah.
Just where the defender, he placed it in a nice spot.
But they acted like this was the greatest catch ever. And it was like, it was a good catch. And in that moment, it was a really good catch.
I think it was more they got excited about the moment. Just like it was like, holy shit, like they're about to win this fucking game.
Well, they had them beat like three or four times.
Yeah, for 100%.
You might have something with Dabo.
What, Dabo?
That video. I've watched it like
it's
10
all
times
about him.
Since now.
Yeah.
He's fucking glad-nabbing the cheerleaders. Like,
fuck, yeah.
What?
It's all about him.
It's all about him. That's...
Does this loss question you any bit about Georgia now?
Not really, because I think Georgia is handling everybody else with such ease, and Vanderbilt's trash.
I'm not questioning him. I'm just saying, like,
no,
it's,
it was also week
bring
one.
It up because it was
10-3. No, it's fair.
Like,
it was also week one. Like I'm just saying that you shake the rust off a little bit. It's a tough game. They both got a lot of talent. Like Clemson has a lot of talent.
So Georgia doesn't have anyone, right?
Anyone?
They got Arkansas this week.
Oh,
they got Arkansas this week, and then they got Florida's good.
Now, do you think that Arkansas is for real? I don't.
Not really.
They're a solid team, but not like.
Do you see the line this week?
Not legit.
18.5.
I love Georgia.
They're certainly better. Arkansas is certainly better than
I thought. I love Georgia.
I thought when they hired that guy, it was a fluke. That was a terrible hire. It was awful. And he's been great. He's been very good. He's been exactly what they needed. They've turned around. But I don't know. I'm going to have to not believe in them every week, I guess, because I think Georgia's going to smoke them.
I think they're going to absolutely steamroll them.
What about Ole Miss and Alabama? It's 14.5 right now.
It would be 14. Over under 77.5.
Fuck it. Over.
Alabama. Last year was 63-48.
I know.
Beat the shit out of them.
They're going to kill them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to kill them. I'm not coming on here saying Ole Miss is going to win. I think they have a chance. I think they have
Grove.
A chance.
It's in the Grove,
right? It's in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, it is.
I like Ole Miss with 14.5.
I think it's the points.
I think it's a game you're going to know right away.
The way he was talking about it, I always thought it was in the Grove for some reason.
No, it's in
Alabama. I think Alabama was going to handle them.
I feel pretty good. I think Ole Miss – I think last year Ole Miss being able to score that much on them gives Ole Miss a lot of confidence.
The – Alabama game this week was just – that team should never show up ever anywhere.
Southern Miss. Oh, they got a first-year coach. He'll be fine.
I know. No, obviously, I don't – yeah, obviously, I know why. Whole fucking but, like, program. Just, like, how fast they scored, it was just fun to watch. Also, he can't be wearing a shirt and tie like that on the fucking – he looked awful.
Talking about Will Hall?
Yeah, he looked awful.
That's my boy. That's Will Hall.
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but shirt and tie on the football field is the worst.
I don't love it, but whatever.
No jacket either.
Yeah. Mm. It can't be a white shirt. Yeah, you sweat right through it.
Yeah, exactly.
You do the Archie Miller
poking through. It's awkward.
Not Archie Miller. Sean Miller. Which Miller sweated through his
Sean.
Sean Miller.
Who was the NFL coach to wear a suit and tie?
Mike Nolan?
Was Mike Nolan?
Didn't Mike Nolan do it?
Didn't Singletary?
I don't think Singletary. Singletary was just pullover stuff. I think it was Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan?
I think it was.
For the Vikings, maybe?
Well, 49ers.
49ers. Yeah.
Who gets the Minnesota job?
You're just trying. You're bound and determined to fire PJ Fleck, huh? It was a bad loss.
Lost to Bowling Green.
They're about 32.
They lost to Bowling Green, Brandon.
Bowling Green is fucking awesome.
Even you don't lose to Bowling Green.
It's not just losing to a MAC team. Like, Bowling Green's a bad MAC team. Like a
their
really
over under was like 1.5 or 2.5 max. Really 30 point
it's not
lead.
Good.
Then they throw a pick, somehow stop him, get it back, and he throws a pick on the first play. I'm watching. I'm like, bury this motherfucker.
All right, what do we got here? So is Texas good? Texas might be good.
They got a trap one.
We threw
weird
them away.
This week.
How could TCU be a trap for them?
Because TCU always beats them.
That's not a trap though.
Don't say we threw them away.
Just
give me the respect I deserve.
What were your picks in college football? You're acting like you went undefeated in college football.
I picked three games.
You're like fourth or fifth in the chart in college football. You think you're like the first.
What do you mean?
No respect. TJ, get the college football rankings up.
It's like the media. You got to manipulate things how you do it. My blog, I'm 6-1 in my last 2 weeks. I'm going to be honest.
But
I'm
sat here like a
schmuck. That's documented written facts.
Oh, Texas Tech, their offense is so good. Texas scored
74. You're just picking the ones you were right about, though.
No, you brought up the game. You said we all were off Texas.
I said Texas is good, right? And it's
70 points.
It wasn't even that it was off Texas. I just bet Texas Tech and lost. Sorry.
We need a big whiteboard right here. Everyone just write your take and then we'll grade it. It's like report cards.
I've
been the most right guy here. My units are crazy.
What are you talking about?
There's the standings right
there. There's a college football standings.
In literally every sport. Pull up baseball, NFL,
have your hammer. You're hammering.
I'm green
you're
in all of
losing right now.
This is college football. He's talking about every
sport. I'm in green.
I am too.
I'm in the green.
I am too.
The only person
no respect.
In this room,
no respect to Marty
respect.
The only person
show
in this room that's not
respect.
In the green is not a good gambler is Rico.
Rico's awful.
Well, Megan making money.
He's not in the room.
I got backdoor.
This isn't a kitchen?
L.A. Tech bank.
You're one of the worst gamblers I've
also,
ever seen.
I didn't know the kid was out. They still should have won. They don't score in the second
units.
Half. Yeah, I'm getting fucking killed. October, new month.
Yeah. new month. Right, so I'll be up by 30 units in 2 weeks and then down.
Marty, let me tell you something. Anything if
swinging my dick around.
If I know one thing about October... The MILFs are out.
I'm 20 games above
500. The MILFs are out.
You know what's wild about those standings? We could have counted Mince's parlay, and you would
that's
still be
I told Ev that
walking
in.
I'm a fucking good gambler. 5 months in a row positive.
He's playing well. Guy's playing well.
Somebody who's not getting respect is me. Marty hasn't said a fucking word to me. Not one fucking word.
Not one word,
not
Marty.
Not one.
Not one, Marty.
Not one.
Not one goddamn word.
He's over here beating his fucking chest like
yeah,
this.
Because when someone
this take,
sits
that
here,
take,
it's like,
all
oh,
I do is win.
Oh, my God.
People
Marty,
are numb to my winning. I win so much.
Marty doesn't know anything
now.
About football, but I'm like, oh, Notre Dame Moneyline. Oh,
who
Texas.
Says Marty doesn't know anything
and
about
then
football?
And then all of a sudden.
No one said that.
No
six and a half
also,
points, baby.
Also,
six and a half.
Public
I tell you. I tell you, a stat, six since 2009, you're betting six and a half Moneyline. You're up 5K.
What? Who's winning the crypto race right now?
Brandon is. I'm pissed.
Why? How many games?
That's annoying.
Brandon doesn't even know what crypto is.
He's 4-0.
No. That's fine. That's fine.
You're going to have to show him how to sign up to a fucking email anyway.
I'll figure it out.
I'm chasing his ass down.
My lock was Kentucky against South Carolina.
If that went the other way, it could have fucked
I think. Correct. If it went the other way, I would have been wrong.
But
can't
I would have
won
the pick
you
poll
win
day, so.
And then somehow get just, you're going to donate to charity.
No, it's good. I'm telling you.
That one's not donating. That one's not donating to charity.
I know, but because if Dave or Dan won, they're going to say, oh, I would.
Dave and Dan are rich.
Exactly.
I'm trying to buy
and
shoes.
Tell
no,
you.
I already covered my nut. I said I'd give an envelope to St. Jude. An envelope. Yeah. You got to take. Listen,
$30.
Listen, I got to pay some money. I need the money. I can't
that's
just get 150K. Somebody will get a nice donation. That's all I'm saying.
I might lock Kentucky again this week. Plus +8 against Florida.
I don't
know. You know what? I bet Kentucky because of you. I respect that.
Thank you. Yeah, I might lock Kentucky again because I think that game's a war.
What do you think about Cincinnati Notre Dame?
It's got that sketch line. Two and a hook is a sketch line.
I think people have buried Notre Dame a little too quick, and I think Notre Dame is going to beat Cincinnati.
Marcus Freeman, defensive coordinator.
I was on Notre Dame last week, too.
Money line?
I said plus money.
No, I watched the college football show. I didn't say money line. You said not only is Wisconsin going to win the game, they're going to win the game big, and you held up a red hat.
Hey.
Pull the footage.
Hey, you don't. Yes, pull that footage, please.
I never said that.
Whatever.
I hate when the camera
you don't have any props.
The camera pans to fucking Rico, you just see Stu's cock.
Oh,
just every time. It's
just
like
his torso. Yeah. That's tough.
That's what he uses to fuck interns with. Okay, so
Stewie.
It's Erica's face on it.
We have a second ad?
Yeah.
Look at us. Rico, we're getting to be like Pick'em now. It must be because you're
five
on
ads again.
Hey, we're back. Making new memories in a new world at Paint Your Life. I found the best way to hold on to these memories by turning them into art that lasts forever from paintyourlife.com. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price, or combine photos of people or places you love into one painting. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. User-friendly platform makes it easy to order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. It's fast, and you can receive your portrait in as little as 2 weeks. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is fully refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited-time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right. 20% off and free shipping. To get the special offer, text the word Central to 64-000. That's Central to 64-000. Text Central to 64-000. Paint your life and celebrate the moments that matter most.
Okay, so
it was White Sox Dave. He was late to – I saw that tweet.
Yeah, he was late. Well, I can't really say anything. We were late, too. But
he's just an animal.
Yeah, he was late, and he brought his high school baseball coach to meet Dave. So in college football, there's several teams I have been right on, several teams I've been wrong on. I've been wrong completely on Arkansas. I just whiffed on that. I haven't believed in them, and they've shoved it down my throat every week. Totally wrong on A&M. They stink. They're not good. I'm still not buying Michigan, though. I'm sorry. They're 4-0. They beat Rutgers by 7.
For sure not.
There's way too many people buying Michigan. They should not be ranked. They're beating just – close your ears, TJ. They're not beating good teams. And
that's
there's
fine,
nothing
though.
Impressive
that,
about
– That's fine, though, because you can get to a spot, and this is what I'm hoping for. Let Michigan roll. Let Michigan roll, and maybe we get a discounted line.
It's this week.
It's this week. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's going to hammer them.
No, I want them to win. I want Ohio State late. I'd rather get that one.
You're not getting them that far. They're going to be exposed way before then.
Okay. I want them to keep rolling, and I want the Ohio State
Well, if they
spot.
Keep rolling, then they're not phony.
Who do you think they're going to
– I still think they're phony. That's where you're wrong. You can be phony. Phony doesn't have an expiration date.
You can't be 11-0 phonies in college football. You can't go through Penn State and be phony. You can't do all that.
Phony has no expiration
date. You think they get exposed like this week?
I think Wisconsin beats them, yeah.
I
think Wisconsin hammers them.
Is Wisconsin almost too obvious? Because everyone's down on Wisconsin.
You watch Wisconsin. I mean, even though the game ended up being much bigger than the – if you watched it, like the score ended up being bigger than what the game was.
Hey, what about that?
But, I mean, a lot of people, you see, oh, my God, they lost to Notre Dame.
He's their future.
He's
good.
He's good.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's
going to be that it.
The fact that they do have Pine and Cone is pretty funny.
Oh, I'm thinking about that. Yeah.
Do you see that sign the one girl was holding, the Jack Cone sign?
No, what did it say?
Incredible. It was like – this girl in the Notre Dame student section, I think it was like, I would let Jack stick his cone in my Notre Dussy.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Very, wow. I don't know
that's
why, though. Very funny.
Thought it was funny. By the way, social media? Come on.
If nobody's going to say it, I'll say it because me and Big Ev were there. There were three college football shows at Notre Dame, Wisconsin. There was something called College Game Day for ESPN. There was Fox Big Noon Kickoff. College Game Day had a crowd. We had a much bigger crowd. Much bigger crowd.
100%.
A much more loud crowd. A crowd that wasn't milling around bored. They were chanting the whole time. Our crowd dwarfed College Game Day's
That's
crowd,
good.
Which was right That's across sick. The street.
Credit to Kelly and Megan bringing the bump. You're not even going to fucking bite? We added people on. Those numbers. You probably would have been equal. Now
I'm
they
not
have
sure
a much bigger crowd.
People even know Kelly and Megan were there on Saturday. But sure. Okay, go ahead. Do it. But I do want everybody involved in college football was there. Ev was there.
Didn't Kelly go like 11 over the weekend?
Kelly was there. Megan was there. All the important college football people made sure they came
right,
to Chicago
exactly.
this week.
Exactly.
No respect.
Junior
no respect, Rico. We get no respect.
Or me.
fucking guy.
Just saying, we had a we had several streams in Chicago. Had a huge meet and greet yesterday. Marty was there in disguise. Everybody was there.
He looked like you.
Yeah, he really did look like me.
The picture didn't even do it. He looked just like you.
Really? Literally hat, beard, hair, all that the same. Everything.
You think I was for fucking real?
No, they're going to lose on Maryland. Friday.
Love
they're going Maryland. To lose on Friday.
Love Maryland.
Maryland.
Okay. I agree with both of you, but three people calling that upset is not good.
I like Maryland. I think they're a good team. I believe in them.
I kind of like Iowa on Friday. I think they're going to get picked off later.
Iowa's just – okay, so Iowa's number five in the country, right? When do we retroactively not give them as much credit for the wins that they got credit for originally?
Fucking Michigan State's
right. They beat Iowa State, Indiana to start the season, so they jumped to number five. Yep. Neither of those teams is any good. Indiana escapes against Western Kentucky. They're not a good football team.
I mean, this could be the one.
Iowa State's not a good football team.
Because I think Maryland might be a top 25 team.
Very well could be. There's a lot of – I think Wake Forest is a really good team.
They actually got ranked. They're 24.
I think Kentucky's a really good team. I think they should be ranked.
The Kentucky thing's weird because they just play close games. But, like, winning is winning, and that's all that matters. But it's just like they don't ever do stop.
Boston College is pretty good.
Winning is winning. That's all that matters.
I think Boston College
Oklahoma doesn't
pretty
matter
good,
there.
Even without Jerkovich?
That was a pick that made me feel smart. I was on the right side. That was a rat line.
Colgate, UMass, Temple, and Missouri.
What about them?
Those are their wins. That's Boston College's wins. You're going to say Boston College is good?
Mizzou's a solid win.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up Wake. I think Wake's very good.
He definitely brought up Wake.
He just said Wake. Well, I was scrolling.
Pay a little attention. It was the first team I brought up.
I might hit that. We might hit that win total very quick.
Yeah. Wake is a really good
Who's
going
to win the ACC? I mean, it is a Wake. Freaking tire fire.
NC State?
Carolina got exposed.
Could still make
Carolina
their way
got
back
exposed
in.
So bad
Saturday. Yeah, I think
Carolina's
in trouble now. I mean, they got two losses in the ACC.
I mean, that was horrible Saturday.
I don't know. The winner could have – I mean, Clemson could win it. They could be like a 9-3 team.
You know who's got to be loving this is the Pac-12. If Oregon can fucking stay above water.
Yeah, that's true.
ACC's out.
Oregon's got a trappy game this week. At Stanford. Stanford's better.
100%.
Yeah.
But Oregon might be able – like with everything that's happened with Clemson, like Oregon might be able to get in with a loss.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Getting a win in Columbus, that's a big one.
That's why teams like Oklahoma.
The later you lose, the more you get penalized.
That's
so crazy.
I think Oregon's in a spot that they, not definitely, but potentially could survive a loss and get the fourth spot.
Also, I mean, Arizona State's pretty good. UCLA's pretty good. Like, Fresno's turning out to be really good. The Pac-12 is better than people think.
It's just nice how chaotic it is this year.
It is.
You're right, Marty.
With fucking Clemson, Ohio State having a loss already.
Oklahoma looks strong.
Oklahoma looks like shit.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're just not that good.
I can't stop betting them. I'm like, it has to be the week that – we said this week that was going to be the week.
Well, the quarterback's just not good.
You should be the guy rooting for Ole Miss this week. If you want the top to really come off the chaos.
No. I am the biggest
he's Mr.
Alabama
guy.
Yeah, but you keep saying it's boring Alabama wins every year.
No, I think it's boring Clemson, Ohio State.
Got it.
And,
you are riding a fine line and saying you want chaos.
No, I like
Alabama
the chaos.
He's a Duke Yankees fan.
I'm an Alabama guy now, too, I guess.
You're just turning on people? Like,
yeah,
I'm not
fuck?
Turning
you've
on
been,
him. It's just an insight to his psyche.
Show. You've been propping him up the whole show.
Yeah, I love Bush.
We're just giving knuckles.
I'm giving him respect. He's a Duke Yankees fan. Of course he's going to root for Alabama.
It is the respect tour today. I'm just saying. I say some things on here that goes –
what does it do? It does. Rico, do you agree that it goes
right over his head?
It does.
There's a different noise.
Notre Dame, though, that I think +2 at home is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I want to see where it goes.
My thought, I wonder if this the week that people start giving Notre Dame respect and then they fall short?
One thing on analyzing this game, Marcus Freeman, Cincinnati defensive coordinator at Notre Dame now, is a big edge for Notre Dame, knowing a lot of Cincinnati stuff.
Yeah.
Just want to remind people.
I love this comment. Mike Exclusive says, I'm going to make a Fade Rico Twitter account and post all Fade picks. Like a billion of those
There's
don't
like
already 400 exist.
400 of those, buddy.
So many of those.
What a novel idea, Mike. Way to go.
Who? I want to talk to the scout who graded Graham Mertz. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
I think we're
finding out
he's
how
he stink.
He's so bad.
Five star what?
We're finding out how a five star quarterback got to Wisconsin. We're finding out how Wisconsin got him because that's not a legit five.
Because Ohio State, Clemson, Bama all said, nah, he's not that good.
There's no accountability with those guys, though.
None.
Marty's right.
None.
Those guys could just write whatever they
five
want.
Five-star.
Like,
he had so many throws that his guy was wide open. He just – and I was
never
scared.
He overshot a bunch of guys.
He overshot everyone. They were wide open. I know it's a downfield throw, but it's like
– No, even seeing it live, I almost think it was worse. We were at the game. It was like – there was like a couple times they beat guys by a few steps, and he just wasn't there.
There was just
– But also, Wisconsin has no weapons.
Well, they can't run the ball anymore either.
None. Their offensive line is definitely down.
The running backs are not the same quality.
There was never at any point that I was like, oh, like watching anybody on their team, receiver, run nobody that I thought could make a play.
No.
They have nobody in offense that can make a play.
Their best weapon is jump around.
And you still think Wisconsin's going to beat Michigan?
True.
Yeah, I don't think Michigan's good. I think Michigan is complete hogwash at this point. They're 4-0, and they beat the shit out of three bad teams, and they beat Rutgers by 7.
The only thing what Michigan does well is run the ball. Wisconsin can stop. That's the one good thing they are good at is stopping the run. Okay. They can
hold them to 115 yards.
They have a good defensive line.
That's a win for Rutgers, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Second half of that game, Michigan didn't have a first down until 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Have you seen the Ohio State line?
Jersey Tough.
No, not what is it?
15.5.
I'm not shocked by that. I was thinking.
I'm shocked by it.
I was thinking like our defense stinks. Our defense is just not good.
I'll be there.
I'm so Ohio State is killing Rutgers.
Has to.
I hope so. Right. I mean, I'll be laying the 15. I laid the 49 this week. We covered, but our defense just scares me. It just does. I'm not Akron. Whatever. We gotta see it against some good teams.
Merch last 8 games. If this is to be believed, the tampon vampire. Thank you for weighing in. Last 8 games, that's 3 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 5 fumbles. Again, that is reported by the tampon vampire.
I'm pretty
sure it's
true, tampon.
No, I saw something that the touchdown pass he threw against Notre Dame was the first one he had thrown in, like, I think it was like 4 or 5 games.
On the other side,
I knew he hadn't
thrown one this year.
Yeah, so I mean, already 3 games. Yeah, it was something like going back to literally last season.
Like, Notre Dame does have weapons.
I watched the game. Like, I had bet Wisconsin just because I do the little thing at the show, and I was like, fuck it. Like, I might as well just take it myself, I guess. But for literally 2 minutes in the game, I was like, they have 0 weapons. Notre Dame clearly is going to win this
game. Now, what are they saying about Cone?
That I don't know if he's dated. I don't really know. I don't know. I'll have
the
that.
It's weird that the
Tampon Vampire, if you could check that out.
The Pine was better.
He came back.
In the game?
Like, no, he came back to the sideline. Yeah. Like, I was like, I thought he was going to go in, but Pine was, he's mobile.
He throws darts, too.
Yeah, he
didn't do anything like crazy, but like just balling the money.
Since he cannot come out Notre Dame and spot them, like they, like bank on them fucking turning the ball over in the red zone like they did. I mean, they should have lost to Indiana. I know they won by 14. That's probably the most misleading final score of the season.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Other than probably Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
So.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, that one was misleading.
I mean, they were Notre Dame was Memphis, clearly the better State's team. They weren't 41-13 better. They were definitely better.
Notre Dame winning last week is huge for Cincy, and
yeah,
Cincy wins this game and they go undefeated.
They might have. They
no,
might,
I think,
don't think
might,
they can win this
might.
Game.
I don't think they can either.
If
but
they,
I think
no,
they'll be in.
If they win, they have a chance. They're not out of it.
Especially, like, everything we talked about in the beginning of the season, can Cincy make it? Well, we anticipated Clemson being good. They're not.
Yes.
We anticipated Oklahoma being good. They're not. We anticipated Ohio State being infallible. Well, they're not. So
yeah, well, that's good for Cincy, though.
That's what we're saying. Are you okay?
Are you having some sort of...
Reiterating.
No,
it's good for Cincy.
You, like, question him like he was wrong.
I don't think you listen to words that I say.
No,
I
don't.
50-50.
All right. Let's do picks. And then we'll talk about...
Should have mentioned Wake Forest, Brandon.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk about the Ohio State linebacker that quit on his team. Picks.
Crazy.
So, Double
Wild.
Vodka Don, your wifey's favorite big boy, is...
You won.
He won.
It's not over yet.
It's over.
It's not even like I'm trolling you. You won.
I'm sure Smitty's going to come up with some tricks here, but unless he gets one of these miracle parlays he's about
to unleash. That's what I'm saying. I know Smitty's... I can't wait to see Smitty's car.
what do we got? What's today's
27? Do the future. Do the Kansas City Chiefs Bama accounts for this month. We'll retroactively give it.
Yeah, I know. If the Phillies win the division this week.
So it ends Thursday, right?
Thursday's the last day. So Thursday night football would count.
Big F, start us off with the picks.
All right, I'm doubling up on the Tigers. I got Tigers +1.5 in Tigers money line +135. Keuchel's on the mound. All this guy does is lose. The Tigers are the best bad team in baseball. They've been great the second half of the season.
I don't think they're a bad team.
The Tigers.
No, AJ Hinch is a great
pretty sure they have a better record than the fucking
Mets. They're the
Mets.
Best bad team.
They probably
have a better record
than
the Mets.
They're the best bad team maybe I've ever seen.
Pretty sure.
Very scrappy at home. I love them today at home. And I'm on the Cowboys -3.
All right, Smitty, you're in second place. Why don't you unleash that parlay of parlays right here?
It's not out quite yet, but it's a big – I might even take the under eventually. We'll see. But Hurts over 7.5 rushing attempts, yards. I mean, their offensive line, 2 guys out. He's going to be running a lot. Zeke, Eagles run defense, very, very good. And the parlay will be out later.
We're going to need that parlay on this show. You can't – You surprised us with a parlay?
Hey, it's going through Penn. That's the only reason. It's
Our friend Jay.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I flew on his plane this week. You could have flown on his plane, but you didn't. You didn't come. Chicago's not that far. It's an hour and a half plane ride.
Really?
Well, on the way back,
I can show you the bet that I have for the parlay.
It's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
Marty Mush.
I have the Tigers as well to start today. The White Sox would be in fourth place in the American East. They'd be in fourth place. Yeah. I got the Eagles plus +3 and the over. I got Sanders plus +1,000. Elliott plus +850. Mariners and the Tigers.
You said you're trying to make a little last ditch.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, can they both score the first touchdown?
You got to take both teams. I can't bet on the coin flip.
Like Marty could go grab 13 units today.
All right, I'll go next. I'll go with I'm going to pick the Cowboys pretty much every way here. I like the Cowboys minus -3. I like Dak over 2.5 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb to score an anytime touchdown and over 52 tonight.
I love all of that.
Huh?
I love that you're doing that.
That's fine.
I kind of hate that you're on the Cowboys. It. You're what do you awful want? At the NFL.
I have been just as good as you this year.
I'm on a good hard.
I've been
game.
Not bad this year. I've been like right at 500 this year.
I've been pretty good. The NFL.
I was awful last year. But
tough
I
game.
Okay. All right. I hope Brandon. I hope so.
No,
I
you just did, you just threw me under the bus.
I did a little bit. You are the self.
I bought you a Subway sandwich for your birthday.
You did, but you expensed it.
That's later. So. That's later. On Friday, I bought it for you.
I appreciate it, by the way.
I took you to Wrigley Field with free tickets provided by somebody else.
You expensed his Subway sandwich birthday?
He treats nickels like fucking man.
What do you expect?
We came back from Wrigley. There was nothing open.
I won't expense it. That's a free Subway sandwich on me.
Thank you,
Foot long, baby.
And he got chicken bacon ranch.
I did.
Yeah, we get the
That's
same
what
thing
he said.
Good.
Ben Mintz.
All right, I got the White Sox by running half, which is going to lose now that hearing Ev's on the Tigers and he's real hot. Got the A's, got the Reds over 5.5 runs. I got the Cowboys Eagles over 52. I've been doing pretty good in football and very poor in baseball this month. Just an observation.
You got kicked.
You waiting for the intro?
I just wanted on the record. I have seen Brandon go to the supply closet and take office supplies for his kids. For back to school. I saw it at the end of August, for the record.
You weren't here at the end of August.
As a sign of solidarity.
A retroactive snitch.
To my friend, Big Ev, I am on the Rockies minus -1.5. I'm sorry. I'm on the White Sox. I should switch to the Tigers with how hot he is because I'm your friend and how cold I am. I'm going to stay with the White Sox so you can win the Tigers bet. I'm on the Cowboys minus -3. I'm at plus Rico's parlay plus. It involves Dak touchdowns, probably Zeke. To score a touchdown and the Cowboys spread and something else. We'll figure it out.
All right. The Yak is up next. That was a good show. Good energy.
Great show.
Great show, Rico. Thanks for being here, buddy.
That's all you
White
need.
Sox are in trouble.
See you Wednesday.
Big time.
We just started.